track 7, all set for Go-Go Safari 2025. Look out for elephants, giraffes, lions and more as the latest charity art trail arrives in Norfolk this month.
Go-Go Safari. Are you ready to follow the Go-Go Safari trail? It's nearly time to set off, with colour, excitement and fun guaranteed. The eagerly awaited Charity Art Trail is coming to Norwich and other Norfolk locations from June the 23rd to August the 30th, with 51 stunning large sculptures of gorillas, rhinos, giraffes, lions and elephants. Each sculpture has been designed by talented artists and sponsored by local businesses. Designs range from intricate hand-drawn art to Norfolk-inspired and playful, colourful pieces. Most are being kept under wraps until the trail launches. The trail will raise vital funds for BREAK, a charity working across East Anglia with young people in care. "We are absolutely thrilled to bring Go-Go Safari to the county this summer," says Ellie Edge, Partnerships Manager at BREAK. "The designs on the sculptures are truly incredible, and there's something there for everyone. We can't wait to see families, friends and visitors exploring the trail, discovering each unique piece, and supporting the vital work we do at BREAK for young people in, around and beyond care." As well as artworks around Norwich, 5 sculptures are being placed in other iconic locations, including Whitwell and Reefham Station, the town of Reefham, Holt, Holcombe Hall and Hunstanton. Even more animal magic will be added by the Mini G's. Over 60 small giraffe sculptures designed by schools and community groups will create their own urban safari, hiding inside venues across the city. There will also be a chance to discover the mini collection, 5 exclusive mini sculptures. Go-Go Safari is being delivered by BREAK in partnership with Wild in Art and the Zoological Society of East Anglia, as well as Norwich BID and Chantry Place. It's the 5th trail the charity has brought to Norwich and Norfolk. You can take part in the adventure by picking up an animal-shaped map and following the trail. At the end of the trail, there will be a live charity auction on October the 2nd at Saxon Air in Norwich with the chance to purchase a sculpture. All proceeds will support BREAK's work. Artists taking part have spoken of what the trail means to them. Julia Allam has created an elephant sponsored by Riverside Entertainment. She says, "It's always such a pleasure to be part of BREAK's Go-Go Trails. I've painted a few sculptures for them before, but this was the first time I used their painting space, and for me, it added to the experience. It was wonderful to meet some of the other artists and see the variety of techniques and styles being used to bring the sculptures to life. I finished my sculpture back in January, so it'll be great to be reunited with it and discover the rest of the herd on the streets of Norwich this summer." A freelance illustrator who also creates handmade limited edition screen prints, Julia says, "The majority of my time is spent in front of a screen, so it's always a joy to dig the paints out and decorate one of Go-Go's sculptures. This year's design is a step away from my usual style, but it's definitely not lacking in colour." Norwich-based artist Franklin Rackham specialises in art inspired by animals and wildlife. He has created 2 sculptures, a giraffe sponsored by Shred Station and a rhino sponsored by Mr. Plastic. "Wildlife, nature and anything from the natural world are big passions of mine," says Franklin. "A few years ago I did a T-Rex sculpture for a previous trail and based that on Sir David Attenborough. I feel quite passionate about the trail. It's helping a really good cause." Franklin adds, "I'm on the autistic spectrum and art helps with my self-confidence. If people aren't sure whether to try art, I would say give it a go." Martin Wall from North Walsham has decorated an elephant sponsored by Norwich Airport. He says, "As always, it's been a great experience for me, although quite a solitary one so far. This is because I work in my own studio at home." Martin has a mechanical engineering background but has been artistic and creative from a young age and did A-level art as a mature student in 2007, gaining the top marks in the UK that year. He recalls, "This spurred me on to get involved with painting, which evolved into painting BREAK and Wild in Art sculptures. I think I've done about 20 over the years. My most famous one was Ed Shearham for a trail in Ipswich. Ed bought it at the auction and, as far as I know, still has it at his house." Mosaic artist Rebecca Amphlett has also taken an elephant as her theme, sponsored by Leith's Prior. Taking part in GoGo Safari has been a really exciting and rewarding experience for me, she says. I have a lot of time for Break as a charity. The work they do has a real impact on young people's lives. This will be my fifth sculpture in total across three trails. They are such a fantastic initiative that brings art to the community in a fun and engaging way, and I feel really proud to be part of it. I'm really looking forward to seeing the trail come to life. During the trail, Safari HQ will be open at the Forum in Norwich daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with pop-up events, fun activities and some sculptures on display, as well as safari souvenirs such as cuddly toys, safari hats, tote bags and pin badges. For more details, visit gogosafari.co.uk or follow at gogotrails on Instagram. You can also get involved by taking part in a prize draw, with the chance to win the ultimate adventure holiday, a safari holiday for four. The draw is run in partnership with Eastern Daily Press, Evening News and East of England Co-op Travel, with all proceeds going towards two charities, Break and the Zoological Society of East Anglia, the charity behind Banham Zoo and Africa Live. For more details, visit break-charity.org/gogosafari/win-a-safari.